The task is pretty big. Graduate 20% more students in the next 3 years and then maintain that level. That's 13,000 more associate degrees, four-year degrees, and certificates a year across the system.
It's called Imperial Germany because obviously Germany is an empire at this point.
So to discover just how that's going to happen, we'll start here in Professor Vincent Clark's Modern European History class at Johnson County Community College.
I've taught at three other places. Two of them were universities where basically the idea was this is college. If you can make it, you can make it.
Clark has been teaching history at Johnson County since the 80s. Full disclosure, I team taught a history class with Clark and says that sink or swim thing is not how the college operates. Oftentimes, he says, community college students need to first learn how to learn.
They don't know how to read a textbook, for example, in some cases, and respond to a test on that. They don't know how to get ready for an essay exam. So I try to teach them how to do that.
At Johnson County, they call these wraparound services, which is crucial to Ryan Pritchard.
If I need the help, I can get the help.
She's a history major from Olathe.
Sometimes I'll go to either the writing center where you can go to get help as far as, like, say you don't do very well at writing synthesis essays. You can go to the writing center and they can help you with that step by step.
There's three main ways to increase graduation. One is to recruit more kids to universities and community colleges. Second, lure some of the 185,000 Kansans with some college credit back to campus. But what could be most important, helping students stay in school and succeed. Clark is big on individual attention. He has many students who work or who are single parents.
The gamut of human problems that they have. I mean, I've got kids that can't, their cars break down, they can't get here.
The goal given Johnson County is to award 284 more degrees and certificates by 2020. So the college is taking its student-centric culture, turning it way up, and hiring more people to help.
We reorganized what we call our student success advocates, and we took our cohort of first-time, full-time freshmen in the fall and did some wraparound and intervention support for them.
That's Randy Weber, whose title is Vice President for Student Success and Engagement, and he says that change pushed the fall to spring persistence rate from 82% to 87%.
That's 70 more students who are on campus this spring than would have been last year under the same persistence rate.
Now, some of the things JCCC is doing to increase graduation is a bit of bookkeeping. Weber says some students complete a program and simply don't apply for their degree. Now the college has something it calls auto graduation, no additional paperwork needed. But the overarching goal is to keep increasing wraparound services.
Our intent is that students do less self-navigating of this place, and it's a little clearer on how to get through your educational journey.
The Kansas Board of Regents says that 71% of high school graduates in the state will need some kind of post-high school education by 2020 to meet the needs of businesses in the state, which is why clearing the path for that educational journey is so crucial. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Sam Zeff in Kansas City.